Dispatches from the front, shortages of NHS staff, equipment, and union leadership. Where is the lead from the unions? The temptation to come home and cry at the end of every shift is sometimes overwhelming. As part of diagnostics, my department touches on most of the hospital. Despite being designated a COVID-19 hospital, we still have cancer care, neurointensive care, pediatrics and heart surgery. Major trauma cases come on top of the stream of COVID symptomatic patients coming through the doors. Saturday mornings I spend imaging clean patients, I wear a mask and apron and actually clear everything between patients, but could I have the virus, and be passing it to those most vulnerable? None of my shift has been tested, only those they could get back to work from isolation are getting tested. And if that worries you, you can get chaplaincy services, but remotely of course. Much of the rest of the shift is portable chest x-rays. For those on elderly care, and there are a lot of them, it's just mask and apron. In resus and intensive care it's the full kit, head to foot with elaborate decontamination afterwards. I see people going home with chapped and bleeding hands from alcohol gel and cleaning fluids. It's easy to get dehydrated, sore and bruised wearing a mask all day. We try to make sure no one goes more than 3 hours without a break, but it's relentless. We know resources are being diverted from non-COVID treatment, it's heartbreaking, and people will die as a result. Staff aren't just exhausted, we are angry too. No one trusts Boris and co, but where is the alternative? Where is the opposition condemning the failures of the system that we see every day? The need for answers and a bloody lead from the trade union tops, a workers' alternative, is way overdue. An NHS health professional,